You're listening to SBS News.
As New South Wales hits its vaccination target of 6 million vaccines administered across the state, authorities have flagged extra freedoms for double-dosed residents. Whether the privileges will extend to residents living Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern is undecided. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there has been an increase in vaccine uptake there.
In relation to the vaccine rollout, I want to call out some communities who've had such a jump in the rates of their vaccination. A deep thank you. Blacktown has done an amazing job. Burwood, Fairfield, Canterbury and Bankstown, these suburbs have gone to very low vaccination rates to some of the highest in the state, and we're incredibly proud of all of you.
Edmondson Park, a suburb in the hotspot local government area of the City of Liverpool, leads the way. According to New South Wales Health, the suburb has more than 3,100 residents eligible for the vaccine, of which more than 90% have received their first dose. Edmondson Park has got a higher percentage of people vaccinated than any suburb around it, and is among the state's most vaccinated suburbs. The neighbouring suburbs of Ponds and Schofields, which come under Blacktown, also an LGF concern, have also seen more than 90% of residents receiving their first dose, as well as several suburbs in the north, plus Bongbong, Bowral and Burradoo to the south, and Kalinga and Wallenbean to the east. City of Liverpool Mayor Wendy Waller says that Edmondson Park's high vaccination rate is a success story.
I'm very proud of Edmondson Park because they've had their second dose of the vaccination. Most of the folk out there are migrants that have come from overseas, and I think what's happened is they've got family members that are obviously doing tough overseas with COVID, and they've seen what's coming, and they've decided right before anybody else to go out and get the vaccination done, and they've done it, and they're really leading the way. Couldn't be prouder.
Mayor Waller says that access also assists in vaccine uptake.
It's really important for the vaccinations to happen in a way that there's no hurdles. So if people want to get vaccinated, they can go and get vaccinated. I don't think long lines are really a good way to go. It's really important that people are able to access it so they can walk in and walk out, make it easy for them to actually get their vaccination and walk away, you know, while they're really wanting to do it. It works, and I think Edmondson Park is a good example. They've got a big pharmacy in their shopping centre, and they're doing vaccinations quite regularly there too.
Edmondson Park has a high multicultural population. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, almost 15% of Edmondson Park residents are from the Indian community. More than 6% are Italian, and almost 5% are Chinese. Federation of Indian Associations of New South Wales president and cardiologist Dr. Yadu Singh says the high vaccination rates are influenced by events overseas.
There's a lot of Indian community in these areas, and the Indian community in Sydney is very educated, very highly educated. And so that's one thing. They are aware of what can go wrong and what is happening right now in Sydney. But also more importantly, that we have seen a major surge of COVID infection in India just a few months ago, where people died in big numbers.
In April, India was hit by a surge in coronavirus cases as the Delta variant took hold and pushed the healthcare system to breaking point. The country has recorded at least 435,110 deaths and more than 32 million COVID-19 infections. Dr. Singh says the Indian community are aware of the devastation and harm that comes with high case numbers.
I suppose it won't be surprising that people were keen to get on with the vaccination to protect themselves from getting affected from COVID-19, knowing that 92 to 94% chance is there that you would not have severe COVID disease, needing admission in the hospitals, needing a ventilator, or dying, unfortunately. I'm very proud of my community that they have responded in the most responsible way.
A 24-year-old international student living in Edmondson Park, Navroz Singh, says watching the COVID situation unfold in India is a worry, but the prospect of seeing his family again was all the motivation he needed to get the vaccine.
Look, I've been in Australia for 5 years, and seriously saying, I was hoping to go back to India to see it, because 5 years is a long time. Like, if you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to travel. Like, you know, the whole vaccine passport thing. If that's how I'm going to get back and, you know, maybe be able to see my family, why not?
Mr. Singh says another incentive to get vaccinated was to help support his local community.
A lot of people, you know, they had businesses, like small businesses and all that, and they all got shut down because the whole COVID thing, you know, some of the businesses, they just can't open up, and the other, they just lost all the foot traffic. Like, you know, there's not many people buying because a lot of people are out of jobs and stuff like that. So for them, getting the vaccine is like, you know, a reason to get back to work.
New South Wales has recorded 753 new locally acquired coronavirus cases and revealed that it has broken through a major vaccination threshold. The state has now hit the milestone of 6 million vaccines administered, paving the way for authorities to announce greater freedoms for fully vaccinated residents later this week. Authorities had flagged extra freedoms for double-dosed residents once New South Wales recorded 6 million vaccinations. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says hitting this milestone will lead to further announcements on freedoms.
I look forward to making that announcement on Thursday or Friday this week as to what fully vaccinated people will be able to do from the month of September because of the target that we've set.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.